Inflation seems to be cooling, and we'll share the details. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the final day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, new jobless numbers are in. We'll share those with you. False advertising? I say it ain't so, but it seems to be. Two famous folks are raising cash for Maui residents. We'll tell you about that. People just don't want to work these days. Oh, really? We've got a story. We've got the Wall Street Report and our thoughts about CNN joining up with Max, the station formerly known as HBO. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines, and by the way, the final day of August 2023. Grateful that you're spending some time with us again today. By the way, you want to reach us on X or Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, as we reported earlier, an inflation gauge closely watched by the central bank remained low last month. That's an indication that the Fed rate hikes may be working. The details? Well, the report from the Commerce Department showed that prices rose just 0.2% from June to July. That's the third straight modest increase. That's compared with a year earlier where prices rose 3.3% in July and up from a 3% annual increase in June. The year-over-year figure, though, is down sharply from the 7% peak reached a year ago, though still above the Fed's 2% inflation target. It rose partially because of much smaller price increases a year ago. Among individual items, the cost of groceries rose just 0.2% from June to July, although they are up 3.5% over the past year. Gas prices increased 0.3% in July, but remain 22.3% lower than they were a year ago. Among autos, new car prices edged down by 0.1%, but they're still up 3.6% from July of last year. Used car prices fell by 1.4% from June to July and are down 5.5% compared with 12 months ago. The hope is that with this new data, the Fed may, just may, skip raising rates in September. Stay tuned. Even with that news, the major Wall Street indexes did close mixed today, as August became the first losing month since February. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. New jobless numbers are in, as applications for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. It would seem that companies are now focusing on holding on to their employees in an economy that has largely withstood rapidly rising interest rates. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits last week fell by 4,000 to 228,000, according to the Labor Department. Speaking of jobs, the official jobs report comes out on Friday, and economists expect that the U.S. added 177,000 jobs in August. Anything above that number would be surprising, but we've been surprised before. We will all know very soon. You know, for decades, food advertising has been, well, not quite as honest as it perhaps should be. The burgers in advertising seem bigger and juicier, and the pancakes are fluffier. All of that made possible by photographic and video tricks of the trade. Well, now consumers are wising up and calling on the courts to fix the issue. The Associated Press is reporting that Burger King is the latest company in the crosshairs. In August, a federal judge in Florida refused to dismiss a class action lawsuit that claims Burger King's ads overstate the amount of meat in its Whopper burger and other sandwiches. But Burger King is far from the only one. Perkins Coie, a law firm that tracks class action lawsuits, said 214 were filed against food and beverage companies in 2022, and 101 were filed in the first 6 months of this year. And that's a huge increase from 2010, when there were just 45 actions filed. Clearly, suing food companies, however, is not new. Some of the first food companies that were sued for false advertising claims were chip makers for not completely filling the bags, and most of those cases, by the way, were dismissed. And get this, since 2019, hundreds of lawsuits have been filed asserting that consumers are being misled by vanilla-flavored products that don't actually contain pure vanilla or vanilla beans. Many times, however, these cases never make it to court. The food companies usually find a way to settle. For example, earlier this summer, A&W and Keurig Dr. Pepper agreed to pay $15 million to settle claims they had deceived consumers with the label, quote, made with aged vanilla, end quote. It was on cans of soda which actually used, synthetic flavoring. Consumers, it would seem, are wising up. Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne Johnson have committed $10 million to make direct payments to people on Maui who are unable to return to their homes because of the wildfires. It's in a new fund, which they jointly announced. The People's Fund of Maui will give $1,200 a month to adults who are not able to return to their primary residences because of the recent wildfires, including people who owned and rented their homes. The fund will also seek donations to extend the length of time it can provide the support. The AP is reporting that the pair were inspired by a similar fund set up by Dolly Parton after wildfires swept through Gatlinburg, Tennessee, back in December of 2016, which killed 14 people and destroyed 2,400 structures. Jeff Conyers, president of the Dollywood Foundation, said that he consulted with Winfrey's team multiple times in the past weeks to share the lessons that they had learned from administrating the fund, which eventually granted $11 million to families who had lost their homes. You know, we hear this all the time. Quote, people just don't want to work anymore, end quote. But is that true? You know, we suspect something different, and we've reported on that in the past. But now a person in Houston, Texas, has put together the numbers and why many folks would rather rely on government assistance than going out and getting a job. The social media influencer posted that an average apartment in Texas costs around $1,000 a month, not counting other utilities like water and gas. Meanwhile, the average monthly cost of a vehicle in the same state is just under $600. Now, all this means is that for someone who wants to have a vehicle and a place to live in Texas, it would cost around $1,600 a month. And given that someone making $12 an hour would earn less than $2,000 a month before taxes, that would make it difficult to cover the costs of living. He proposes that companies should provide their employees with a living wage that enables them to afford basic necessities like housing and food without having to rely on government assistance. And you know, it's not just folks making $12 an hour. Let's say we'll jack that up to $15 an hour. That comes to $2,400 a month, and that's before taxes. Knock out $1,000 for housing, another $600 for transportation, take away for food, utilities, insurance, a phone, and God forbid that you have a child in school or that you need childcare. The answer is that companies should be paying a living wage. And here in Des Moines, Iowa, where the cost of living is rather low, a living wage, according to MIT, for one adult and one child comes at $32.74 an hour. It seems the bottom line is not that folks don't want to work anymore. Companies, it would seem, just don't want to pay. Wall Street ended the day mixed and clocked a losing month. The Dow closed down by 168 points to settle at 34,721, while the NASDAQ picked up 15 points to end the session and the month at 14,034, and the S&P 500 lost 7 points to finish at 4507. West Texas Intermediate crude lost 11 cents on the day to close at $83.52 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is a head-scratcher about why in the world CNN would become part of the former network, which was called HBO, that has rebranded itself as Max. About 3 weeks before its beta launch, CNN Max, that's the 24-hour live news channel that will be available now on Max, is already drawing mixed reviews. According to Bloomberg, quote, CNN Max seems to be heading in the right direction, adding that Gen Z expects to find them there, and delivering breaking news alerts to Max viewers would accomplish just that, end quote. Others, however, are panning the idea of interrupting or interfering with audiences' downtime to deliver what? Bleak updates. I mean, imagine watching The Lion King and you get breaking news about some bleak story out there. You know what? HBO, CNN, Max, sometimes we actually want a break from the news. And that's the news for today. Thanks so much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.